BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. The Chinese authorities have cancelled all large-scale Lunar New Year celebrations in the capital, Beijing, in an effort to control the spread of a new respiratory virus. Temple fairs are banned and Beijing's palace complex, the Forbidden City, will be closed to the public. Two more Chinese cities are being isolated to try to contain the new strain of coronavirus, which has killed 18 people and infected hundreds. The World Health Organization has again decided not to declare the outbreak an international public health emergency. It said such a declaration was not yet needed, citing the limited number of cases outside China and the measures already being taken to contain the disease. The government of Myanmar has responded defiantly to a ruling by the UN's top court, ordering measures to prevent the genocide of Rohingyas. Myanmar denies genocide and accuses human rights groups of distorting the facts over its treatment of the Muslim minority. But the International Court of Justice in The Hague has ruled that it has a case to answer. The French President Emmanuel Macron has warned that a recent resurgence of anti-Semitism is a problem for France, Europe and the Middle East. Mr. Macron was among dozens of world leaders attending events in Israel to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. Polish MPs have passed new rules for judges, preventing them from giving European Union law precedence over Polish law. It also stops them questioning the legitimacy of judges appointed by a body that's been brought under political control. Earlier, the Supreme Court ruled that such judges were improperly appointed. The Trump administration has rewritten environmental protection rules, slashing the number of wetlands and waterways covered by US federal pollution controls. Critics say the measure is the biggest rollback in clean water protections for almost 50 years. BBC News.